the budget hearing for the Board of Education School District comes to order at 6:15 PM. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandaw here, aye.
Here.
Hidewell?
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Buck is absent, Gravy?
Here.
Frogel?
Here.
Alright, number four, approval of the agenda.
Make a motion.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, financial report and presentation of 2023-2024 budget. Mrs. Jones?
Good evening, board members.
We have public.
Oh my gosh, woo!
So I kind of changed up the budget hearing book. I added in the list of the board members and you guys' titles. So on page two of the budget hearing book, on the annual meeting for 2022-2023, just going to do this real quick. We had an ending fund balance for Fund 10 and 11 of $4,944,903.10. Special projects fund, we had an ending balance, and that's Fund 21, which is also our scholarships and all that now. Ending fund balance of $305,107.60. Special education fund, which is Fund 27, has to, by law, have a zero balance. So that will always be zero. Food service fund, ending balance of $213,035.73. Our community service fund, we have an ending fund balance of $64,117.42. Bringing the total for all funds to $5,527,163.85. Page three, and then also on page four is a notes. So this is just a projection of the budgeted revenues and expenses. Jump down to the bottom, our beginning fund balance in total is $5,527,164. The projected ending fund balance will be $4,904,895. That is rounded, there's obviously cents, but I didn't put that in. So we're projecting a net change in total of $622,269 coming out of the fund balance. And page four kind of gives you a listing of some of the projects. A lot of those are the projects that were approved to be taken out of the fund balance through the five-year buildings and grounds. There's also the Chromebooks. Usually comes out of the fund balance also every year, and then I had the number, so I put in the school perceptions for the 10,000
for the community survey that we talked about,
for that survey
doing with the facility assessment. If we move forward, that's school perception. So
yes, so that's, you know, majority of the reason why we have the fund balance, I guess, but the goal was to start trying to bring that down anyway, and we've been doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Budgeting for those, we're putting in those pre-approved projects, the buildings and ground stuff, so that's a high percentage of it.
Page five is a breakdown of the proposed budget for 2023-24. Again, I'll just go over the ending fund balances for each one. Fund 10 and 11, ending fund balance projection of $4,391,854.10. Special projects, $305,107.60. Fund 27, zero. Fund 50, $143,815.73. Fund 80, again, $64,117.42. So a total ending fund balance projection for all funds is $4,904,894.85.
Sarah, on that page, just where it shows, like for the general fund where it says beginning fund balance 7,122, that should be 23.
That's 23.
And then ending fund balance, that should be 24 for each of those.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just that you're wrong. Amy caught that.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No.
No, it's right at the top. It's just in each of those. It is.
You just didn't carry it down.
Thank you. I will have that fixed.
Perfect.
Yep.
So pages 6, 7, and 8. So that's just kind of the same thing. It's just a broken down more of the revenues in each of the categories for the Fund 10. 21, 27, 50, 80, and then a total for all the funds. I guess, unless there's specific questions, you know, page 8, if you look at the total for all the funds, we're projecting total revenues of $13,334,446. We're projecting expenses of $13,956,715.
Those are a lot of numbers to have them right.
As you can see, majority of our revenues, as usual, is going to be our fund 200 or our object source 200s, which that is our taxes and most of that. That makes up 57% of our revenue. And then on the expenses, as normal, the salaries is at 38% of our expenses, and then the employee benefits at 27%. So that's what I have for the budget. Again, a lot of the numbers will be set on the October 15th, so there will be a revision to whatever we need to make on that.
Okay.
This is the best projection we have at this time. That is also, I believe it was the last board meeting that Kelly had talked about that revenue limit going up the ceiling. So we are in benefit of that. So it will be increased to the 11,000. So
good.
It just means we end up, the taxpayers are going to pay more.
We also have the TIF closing in the village, so you'll get a payment out of that in March.
Okay.
I don't know how much, but there's your portion will be paid out, I think, in March.
That is not in this budget, just so you know. So whatever that is,
it's just add as a revenue.
Just add to that, so. Are there any questions?
So, I'm sick of this budget hearing.
That's it.
That's okay. It.
Yeah, discussion, questions.
It's actually accepted.
Yeah.
In the next yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Kayla.
I'll make a motion.
By Kayla. Okay, somebody second.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Extensions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 6:18.